Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now for our weekly visit is Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Good afternoon.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Let's put the bad behind us, and that, of course, is the last couple of minutes of the first half of that Steelers game. We just heard some of the players talking about moving past it, but kind of take us through what's going through your head during that span, and then more importantly, I guess, how you deal with it with your staff throughout the week.
Well, obviously, that was a very difficult set of circumstances. We feel like we're in pretty much control of the ball game, and then you have a succession of things that happen that really snowballed and we lost control of the game. What you would like to see is you'd like to see us be able to stop. You know, one bad thing happens and then another bad thing happens, and you'd like to be able to mitigate the damage, for lack of a better way to put it. But you've got to grow from it, and I think our team, I think Coach O'Brien addressed that. I think moving forward, we've got to be able to manage those situations more effectively and not let the thing get out of control that way, and that's what we've talked about.
Well, throughout the course of the week, you've had a lot more going on. Tuesday, 3 p.m. Central Time, is the trade deadline. And I know you won't get into specifics, so I won't ask you that. But how does kind of the dynamics of your week change leading up to a trade deadline?
It doesn't. You know, football's a little different than baseball. The trade deadline in baseball means a lot more because you can make a lot of moves in baseball that are individual moves. And you know, but football being such a team sport, you don't see as many trades, you know, just in general, but especially around the trade deadline. Now, we've already seen a couple of trades even last week, so teams are active. I've heard from other teams, and so we, you know, there's a lot of conversation, but at the end of the day, there's not a lot of movement, because if you do make a move for a player, you have to indoctrinate that player into your system, into your schemes pretty quickly, and there's just not a lot of time to do that in our sport. But we'll obviously be open, as we always are, to any opportunity and situation that might present itself that might give us a chance to improve our football team. And if that presents itself, then we'll look at it.
Well, I want to get your opinion just kind of on philosophy in general throughout the league. You talk about teams not making a lot of moves, but if you look at this graph and look at some of these numbers, since 2012, the teams here that have made the most moves, the 49ers, Eagles, Bucks, Seahawks, Colts, four of these teams were in the playoffs last year. All of them are kind of in contention, with the exception of the Bucks this year. In your opinion, is there any correlation to this?
Well, yeah, and I think, let me be clear, I don't equate just roster moves with the trade deadline. I think there's a minimum amount of trades, but when you talk about roster moves, I think if you look at the number of roster moves even this year that we've had, I think anytime you are in a position to improve your football team via a roster move, whether that is trade or whether that's a player on the street or whether that's a player on another team's practice squad or releasing a player that you have and signing an unrestricted free agent, anytime you can improve your team, you have to do so. And I think what you see from that graph is that the teams are winning are taking advantage of opportunities that way, and certainly that's a way to win in this league.
Is there sometimes a point where, especially like maybe that Percy Harvin trade, or sometimes when there's a big trade, a big splash, maybe for a team that kind of needs something, obviously they need a player and they need to fill a need, but kind of an injection of a new kind of attitude and maybe, like you just said, you have to indoctrinate that player into your system and it takes some time, but maybe from a mental and kind of just organizational standpoint, that gives kind of a lift to a team?
Well, it depends if the team needs the lift, you know. And so, yeah, I do think that new energy injected into a team is a good thing. It could potentially be a negative thing. It just depends on how the circumstance, what the circumstance is. And so certainly that is a benefit of adding a splash player, for lack of a better way to put it again. You can get some new energy, so certainly that is a benefit.
Now, you are one of the longest tenured GMs in the NFL, but you're also one of the youngest. Do you see a difference in knowing some of your peers with some of the younger GMs versus some of the older guys as far as being aggressive or being conservative coming to the trade deadline, or even just transactions in general?
Well, I do think that I think younger guys have a little bit more of an affinity to maybe make moves than maybe some of the older guys. That's a tricky question there to ask. I don't know if I've seen younger general managers more active than say older general managers. I just think that it's a function of whether or not two clubs can come to an agreement on what the value is and who the players are, and then execute the moves. But you know, you have a young guy that may not have enough confidence to make a move, so it could work both ways. So I don't know if I recognize a trend one way or the other yet.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about getting back to the football side of things, and obviously heading to Tennessee. At this juncture of the season, clearly they're becoming, and we kind of talk about this every week, almost must wins, but at this point, heading to Tennessee, kind of what do you see as the biggest challenges there, and how critical is this game with a divisional game at this point?
Well, it's a division game, and that's the first thing that we think about. So it is a very, very important game. But then beyond that, we've got to get back on the right track of winning. And so it's been a while since we've done so. We've dug ourselves holes in different types of ways over these last few games and things that we have to correct and get back to playing that formula football that we had talked about earlier in the year that we were successful at doing. And so that's really the main thing that we've got to do is make sure that we take care of our business and do the things that we know we need to do to give ourselves a chance to win. And that's what we are focused on this week for Sunday.
Going into this game, and I think it's just really in the last day or so, probably been announced that Zach Mettenberger will get the start. Just your thoughts on him. This is a guy that you scouted early on. We talked about him back before the draft. How much, number one, can a player like that, especially a rookie, improve and be ready in just this six-month period? And then just kind of what do you see the challenges that he would pose?
Well, I think the biggest thing, first of all, is that I think he's healthy. And so he was coming off the ACL, and especially in much of the draft process and evaluative process, he was still coming off the injury. And so clearly, obviously he is healthy now. I think when you look at some of the things that he did in the preseason, you like what you saw. And so they're searching, just like a lot of teams are. And so, with their starter getting hurt and then their backup, not performing as well as they wanted to, they're giving this young man a shot. And so he is a rookie in our league starting for the first time. And so there are some things that I think we can do defensively that might pose some problems for him. And while certainly he's a talent, this will be his first chance to go play pro football when it counts. And so we've got to take advantage of that.
Well, and you see earlier in the season, the last rookie quarterback this team faced, of course, was Derek Carr, and clearly the Texans had some success against that. Is that just an experience thing where this experienced defense is able to take advantage and kind of exploit a younger guy like that?
Well, I just think it's difficult to play quarterback in this league. It's not an easy thing to do, and so when you ask a guy to do it, at an early point in his career, it's just a hard thing to do. And so a lot of times, guys struggle because there's so many things that a quarterback has to do throughout the course of a football game to be in control of and have command of. And so it takes time. And so, that's why, rookies don't have a lot of success in this league. And that's why as you, prepare to face one, you want to put as much pressure as you can on him to manage and handle all the things that he's going to have to manage.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Rick. We've got to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, I'll sit down with linebacker Mike Muhammad. Stay with us.